This weekend is the start of the Easter holidays, with it comes restrictions on opening hours for pubs and clubs here in Northern Ireland. Limits on selling booze, alcohol, currently in place from the Thursday before Easter until Easter Sunday. Now, pubs are unable to serve alcohol before 5 o'clock on Good Friday. So, should opening hours over Easter be extended, or maybe you think people already have plenty of time to drink otherwise? The online blogger, the Belfast Barman, is with us today. Good morning to you. As is,
good morning,
as is Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. And no doubt, Peter, you're going to tell us that these rules are here to protect us grown adults from ourselves.
Well, absolutely, Stephen. There are very few restrictions placed on pubs. There are literally a handful of days in the years. And it seems, in a sense, to use a topical pun, that the hospitality trade wants to have its cake and eat it. It wants the holidays. It brings more business, and many do much better out of these holiday seasons, and that there are tiny limitations.
Freedom, Peter. Give adults the freedom to do what they want in their own lives rather than telling them what they should be doing.
Well, adults have plenty of freedom, but the state also puts on some limitations. It decides what times pubs close in general, and it brings it forward 1 hour, I think it is, on the Thursday evening, 1 hour on the Sunday, and a little bit later on Good Friday.
You can't drink before 5 o'clock on Good Friday. You can't go out for your lunch and have a drink.
You can't.
You can go to an off-license.
The Belfast Barman's about to tell me. Exactly. You can drink.
You can go to an off-license, and there's no restriction against drinking. It's just a case of not in the on-trade, where staff are trained and experienced in how to recognise problem drinking and serve in a responsible manner.
How does that make sense?
Served responsibly.
How does that make sense?
If you work that one out, get back to me. I've no idea.
It's out for consultation. It's been out for consultation. It's been out for review, and there doesn't seem to have been any change made in it. The reality is, this is Good Friday we're talking about. So this holiday, why do we have an Easter celebration? Because of the religious significance of the event. If people want to have a different holiday, that's fine. They can go ahead and have that. But you can't say, I want your holiday, I want the increased trade, which the hospitality trade do very well out of Christmas and Easter, two of the big religious festivals we have on our calendar, and then at the same time say, oh yes, but I don't like it, I want to rewrite it and change it and have it on my own terms.
That works both ways, Peter. You can't complain about Ashers having their conscience stomped upon for being forced to serve a cake supporting a cause they don't agree, and then force tens of thousands of workers in the hospitality sector who may not choose to celebrate Easter, who lose out on work, who lose out on wages because of a faith that's not of their choosing. It's a pressure.
I'm not forcing anybody, as you well know, Bill Thurman. The legislator has decided this. Everybody has the right to consult and engage just to make sure everybody gets the context. It's 1 hour less on a Thursday night, 1 hour less on a Saturday night, and I believe it's a couple of hours later on Good Friday, so a little bit of afternoon drinking time is limited.
You can't serve until 5 o'clock on Friday, and you have to close early each night over the weekend. Which, yeah, if you're looking at a local pub, it's not that big a difference. If you're looking at nightclubs, they don't open. You're closing a business for 4 days. There's one nightclub in Belfast that over the weekend loses £55,000 in turnover. That's not even getting into wages.
They do less well over this holiday than they do over an average weekend.
They don't open.
Most in the hospitality trade do much
better. There's no point in a nightclub opening. One up your neck of the woods, Kelly's. I've spoken to people at Kelly's before. Their opening is restricted, so what's the point? You go to Kelly's at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Well, they're closing at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, so they don't open. You're destroying a complete industry for the benefit of one faith. If you go to Dubai or Tehran or Baghdad... Hang on, Peter. If you go to Dubai or Tehran or Baghdad or cities or countries that are predominantly Islamic, over Ramadan, you can go to a restaurant and you can be served food, because as much as people who are observing Ramadan won't be eating, they don't force it upon you. They understand that it's your choice. You can choose to represent your faith how you choose. But in Northern Ireland, because of the Caleb and the fundamentalist regime, I, as an atheist, can't earn wages because of a Christian holiday. That's being forced upon me.
So, Stephen, I mean, we've destroyed a complete industry, which I think, on hindsight, might be seen as something of an overstatement. I'm not aware of any pub or any nightclub that has closed and gone out of business. The whole industry, apparently, is now being destroyed by one night.
Not one night, Peter. The nightclub industry this weekend is destroyed.
You've destroyed a whole industry. Not for a night. You didn't say that. That wasn't your caveat. That wasn't your limitation.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that you pick and choose which parts that you'll follow. So follow that part.
Particular groups that aren't here, Stephen, as you know, Caleb and others aren't here, so I'm not sure if that's fair to say that they're the people driving this. This is a long-standing piece of legislation. It's not unique to Northern Ireland. This is legislation. England and Wales have restrictions on shops. garden centres, pubs, all sorts of things over the Easter weekend as well.
So it's not they don't over Easter.
Classic. They have restrictions on garden centres and shopping over Easter. So this is not.
I'm not aware of any garden centre legislation. Maybe there is, but
I can assure you
that doesn't make it right. Can I put something to you, Peter?
Easter as well for other shops and businesses across the UK.
Can I put something to you, Peter? You might be aware of a case that came up a few years ago called Nadia Aveda versus British Airways, which was a lady who wore a cross at work and was unduly punished by British Airways, went through the European Court of Appeal, and it was found that she was wronged. You commented and said this case established the precedent that Christians can manifest their religious beliefs at work. We need solutions that will allow for the reasonable accommodation of expressions of religious belief in its diverse forms. So you called for that, but I have to lose shift because I'm being made to observe Easter, something I don't believe in or agree with.
Where's the campaign on Christmas Day to open pubs? Where's the campaign?
It's the freedom of choice. You talk about freedom of conscience. Here's the campaign. Freedom of choice.
The same thing at Christmas time. See, we understand. We live in a country in which this is when the schools are off. This is when everybody's on holiday. The hospitality trade benefits from the fact we have these collective holidays based around some key religious dates. And then it wants to say, oh, I'll have your holiday. I'll have the increased trade. But I don't like the small limitations you put on me, so I'd like to remove those as well.
The hospitality trade benefits from May Day and Halloween as well. You don't have to subscribe to it. There's plenty of coffee shops and bars around City Hall that benefit from Diwali or Mela being held at City Hall, but it doesn't mean you have to subscribe to the Hindu faith to benefit from it. That's what living in a multicultural society means.
I exactly was going to use May Day as an example. It's not a Christian holiday. There's no limitations put on that, nor should there be, nor are we asking.
Here's Colin this morning. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Colin.
Just on, because, you know, in the radio here, you keep making out that we're a backward nation. But the likes of Spain and stuff like that, there, when you go to Spain, in the afternoon, they all have a siesta. Where if you go and you're on holiday and you go around their bars or places like that, there, most of the places are empty. There's very little staff on. Because everybody have a culture of at the hottest day of the sun, they go on the rest. So here in Northern Ireland, we have a culture of celebrating Easter, celebrating Christmas. And like Peter Lennis has just said there, so it's a bit of tolerance at times of the year for religious festivals.
But there's nobody intolerant to the religious festivals.
We're not backward. Every nation in the world celebrates religion. So it's not Northern Ireland that's backward.
But there's no one suggesting that you shouldn't be able to celebrate your religion.
No,
What the Belfast barman is suggesting is that it shouldn't be forced upon people like him.
Well, the point being is this here, is listen, you can't turn around and have a wee bit of tolerance for the bars to close, have a wee bit of respect for God and for people going to chapel, people going to church and praying. It's a holy week. The whole idea is in the name, Holy Week. So why don't people use their brains and a wee bit of sense, turn around and say, all right, I don't believe in God, but there's other people who do. And this is a part of the season where maybe those people need to have a wee bit of space, a wee bit of time to turn around and go and do their...
What do you think of that, Belfast barman?
You have space. You have the freedom to do what you want. No one's taking you by the hand and forcing you to go into a pub. I will say this, if anyone does fancy having a drink on Good Friday at 2 p.m, you can't go to a bar, you can't go to an off-license. Yes. If you want, you can go to a church. You can get glasses of wine, or you can get wine in a church as part of the sacraments.
Well, you know, the church I go to doesn't give wine, it gives fruit juice. You know, so I'm not going to go down that road.
Fruit juice?
But my point being is this here, is here's the other side of the fact. I have worked with churches for 25 years, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's most Christian groups, godly groups, who are standing out trying to get people home who can't even find a taxi because they've drunk that much they can't stand up. And
that's
we're giving them coffee.
That's a separate issue. That has nothing to
people
do
with it. No, but it does.
No, it doesn't. If you want to talk about restricting alcohol, that's fine. Let's move it to a quiet weekend in February where businesses
But here's the point. Here's how it does affect. Because 3/4 of the year, we're helping people get home safely. And all we're asking for is at some certain points in the year that people have a wee bit of respect, that bars have a wee bit of respect, close a wee bit earlier, and give the people who have the churches and the poor time rest.
You're not asking for that. That's not what's being asked.
You're turning around and complaining because your bar isn't closed for an hour and you can't turn around and do a...
No, we're not closed for an hour. We're not closed for an hour. Bars and nightclubs have to close early all weekend long, which means most nightclubs don't open.
No, that's good. Because it's giving you a bit of respect for the RSA.
You're not asking for anything.
Okay.
The religious lobby is forcing it upon people to follow a faith that isn't of their choosing.
Okay.
It's not called tolerance.
Interesting.
It's not forcing it.
It's called tolerance.
Interesting stuff. Colin, thank you. Peter and Belfast Barman, thank you very much indeed.